Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Italian EV sales go through the roof. Volvo shut down EX30 sales amid software issues. And we'll talk curbside charging. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you what Tesla China are saying about their Megapack factory build. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. This is your trusted source of EV information for Saturday, 20th of July. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free, be like them, and by clicking on a link in the show notes. Now, we'll start with news of Tesla facing declining registration data in California. But are Tesla's challenges in the state a sign of broader issues for the EV giant? Well, Tesla's car registrations in California dropped a massive 24% from April to June this year. It's actually the third consecutive quarter of declining sales in this crucial market, according to industry data released 2 days ago on Thursday. This trend raises questions about Tesla's ability to maintain its dominance in the EV sector. They are still far ahead in the US, of course. Different deal here in Europe. I'll get onto that in a minute. I keep having people tell me it's because of California being, you know, pretty deeply blue and Elon Musk pretty deeply red these days, and coming out in not just with fond tweets of Donald Trump, but an official endorsement of a certain type of politics. People keep telling me that, well, people aren't buying Teslas because of Elon Musk, and I haven't bought into that argument fully, but perhaps there's something in there. I'd love to know your thoughts. Well, potential buyers in the US may be hesitant to purchase Teslas. One contributing factor is the CEO, Elon Musk's divisive public image, not just about politics, but I'm seeing more and more data points. People are sending me things, and it does seem to be affecting the sentiment of the consumer. Now, Tesla is still far and away number one in the US, nothing to worry about yet, but is it affecting things? That's the question. In the second quarter, Tesla registered 52,211 vehicles in California, according to the California New Car Dealers Association. This decline isn't limited to just a single quarter. From January to June, the company had a 17% drop in registrations despite the challenges. Like I say, Model Y is still easily Tesla's top-selling, California's top-selling model, and there's still strong demand for Teslas in California. So, trying to sift through all that and find what's really going on there. But we do know that in June last month, European car sales were up in terms of all car sales in Europe. New car registrations, 1.31 million units. And I'm telling you that because it's combustion stuff as well, but it's context for what I'm about to talk about. And it was up on the same month a year ago. The rise was driven by a surge in demand of electric cars. Now, we keep being told the heat is being turned down on EVs, but in so many places, the data don't support that. Take Italy. Following the introduction of the long-anticipated subsidies by the Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's administration, last month, the European Union witnessed a small dip, a 1% dip in pure battery electric vehicle registrations to 156,408. But at a country level, some countries are absolutely flying. Germany led the charge with 43,400 new BEV registrations, followed by France, about 30,000, and Belgium, about 14,000. The UK is a big car market, actually, so the UK would be just behind Germany with 34,000 BEV registrations last month. But this isn't, you know, we're not in the European Union anymore, a European country, obviously, but we split that data out now. So, where else stood out? Belgium and Italy stood out with significant increases in EV registrations, showing growth rates of 50% in Belgium and 117% in Italy, suggesting that while the overall market is flat, certain regions are embracing electric mobility, and Italy is one of those countries that is playing catch-up. Italy experienced a big boost with EV deliveries more than doubling, and Tesla's new vehicle registrations in the EU and the United Kingdom also, a bit like in California, going in the wrong direction. Now, if you combine the EU and the UK, it was down by 7.2% in June 2024 on the same month last year. But especially when you factor in the UK, because we rely on cars from China, and we can't get Model S, Model X, for instance, out of left-hand drive versions if you could get them. And so you need to be careful of monthly data, is what I would say. Have a look at the first half of 2024. Try and average it out. And if you do, then it was down by 12%, even more, in terms of new Tesla registrations compared to the first 6 months of 2023. So there's work to be done there by Tesla's marketing team, by Tesla's perhaps advertising team. Maybe they need to do a bit more advertising. Perhaps there is some more deals, some low interest or zero interest rates that they can do to bring a bit more excitement and interest back into Tesla. The decline impacted the market share. And going back to the beginning of today's podcast, when I said that, you know, Tesla is the dominant EV maker in the US, they are the only game in town to an extent. Here in Europe, it's always been so different, and their market share is 10.8%. Now, it was 11.6% earlier in the year, but other European automakers, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Volvo, all increasing their market share at a time when Tesla's suffering. So, interesting. Again, I have people tell me, well, it's because the lineup is stale and they need to bring new cars. Again, I don't know if I subscribe to that line of thinking. I think the Model 3 refresh, so-called Highland. Elon Musk denied it was ever called Highland, but there's actually labels on parts of the car that says the word Highland. So Tesla, do you use that word? And so maybe no one told Elon. I think it looks great. And that is a really, it's a maturing product now, sure, but the styling has been tweaked. And, you know, the Model 3 is a brilliant EV, and the Tesla ecosystem is second to none. And I think the Model Y is still really good. There's bits of it that I would like it, the Model Y, to feel a bit more premium for the price point that sells at, particularly here in the UK as well, just to feel a bit more special when you kind of get in it and touch things. But the experience is very special, of course. The engineering is spectacular. And so I don't know if I believe that Tesla is stale and that simply launching a new model would turn everything around. But anyway, they're not doing that because they said their future is robo-taxis, and so we don't get that. We don't get any of the autonomy stuff that my US listeners would get access to, for instance. And so let's talk about Volvo. This is a really big story, actually. Volvo stopped accepting online reservations for the EX30, the very, very highly anticipated EX30 in the US. The reservation option for the website is gone. And it simply says, keep me updated, which is not good. The EX30 was priced from $34,950 in the US, €36,000, which is about $38,500 US equivalent, is affordable. And the first EX30 units have been on the road in Europe, you know, since last December. And I ran into a chap and his wife who were on a recent road trip here, and I stopped off to charge up at the services. And he said that when he left Devon that morning, for the first, it was either 15 minutes or 15 miles, the screens were just dead. He's like, I had no idea what speed I was doing. The car worked. He could drive the car. He could drive home. He was heading, you know, from the southwest up to Scotland they live in. And that's a, you know, it's a journey of many, many hours. And he said he didn't know if on the whole journey the screens would ever turn on. But he had to start, he had to drive home, but he had no idea what speed he was doing. I suppose he could have used his mobile phone for a GPS kind of thing. But and then it rebooted itself and it came alive. But and that's, you know, I know it's one single anecdote, but the software is a real issue. And there's going to be many people who are having some late nights and early mornings at Volvo to try and nail this. And now they have stopped selling them. In the first half of the year, Volvo sold 48,000 EX30s, which is amazing, but it's selling 50,000 copies of a car that wasn't baked and should never have been sold. Earlier this month, Volvo announced the EX30 would not be available in the US on the road until 2025, meant to be 2024. Volvo plans to start delivering the EX90 this year, in the latter half of this year. It was meant to be on the road early in the year, but again, I would say to Volvo, not that Volvo listen to this, but I would say to Volvo, please don't ship the EX90. Now, the EX30 is one beast, and it's exciting, but it's a very small car. If you haven't seen an EX30 up close and personal, you know, it's small, it's Kona territory, right? But the EX90, you are breathing some pretty rare air up there. The price you're going to sell this for, a very expensive, luxurious vehicle, please don't put the EX90 into the world being half-baked. You can't have the EX90. That's the halo premium vehicle. It's sitting right up there at the top of your lineup, and if it's not ready, just don't put it on sale. Now, hey, easy for an idiot on a podcast to say, isn't it? I mean, they've got to get that car on the road very quickly. But equally, I think the worst thing they could do would be to deliver it with all the fanfare and for it to be as bad as the EX30, software-wise, engineering-wise. As far as I know, all good, but we'll wait and see. Now, let's give some good news to the Volvo EX30, because I love that car. And the Volvo EX30 is meant to be bi-directional in terms of vehicle to home, or yeah, if not vehicle to grid, then vehicle to home, which is simpler. And a recent trial by Ambibox suggests that it is indeed ready. Now, they are a startup specializing in bi-directional EV charging. They use their charger, plugged it into a Volvo EX30, and it did indeed send energy out of the car's battery and back into the home, the V2H, with no modifications to the vehicle. This wasn't a vehicle they bought and did some stuff to enable it. It just worked. It was a 2024 model EX30 to the Ambibox bidirectional charger. It discharged up to 11 kilowatts. And they're saying, hey, we're now ready to go public with this successful test. And it does align with what Volvo said, which is all future EVs will be, well, they said V2G, which is vehicle to grid. But then when you do vehicle to grid, not just vehicle to home, it is a more complicated beast to get right. You've got to start involving grid operators and things like that. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about solar carports and the Renault Trafic E-Tech on sale, their electric van, and curbside EV charging. Do we need it? How would it work? Let's find out. Stick around. And if you want to get your podcast ad-free, by the way, then you can sign up to be a Patreon. Support at $5, $10. If you want to be an exec producer, get your name in the show notes and on evnewsdaily.com every day. Then please have a look at that. And if not, enjoy the free version. A couple of ads helps pay the bills for me and the mortgage. And back in a sec.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, let's talk a little bit now about Mercedes-Benz EQC being discontinued after 5 years. Mercedes-Benz has decided to discontinue its first electric SUV, the EQC, after 5 years on the market. That's quite a short time in car world, by the way. Previewed by the Concept EQ back in 2016, if you remember, back then in those days. Entered production in 2019, and it was their first attempt at a mainstream electric vehicle, and I loved it. EQC is a brilliant vehicle. Now, it's not the most efficient, not that it's a little bit cramped, but it's fine. It felt like a combustion car that had gone electric, and it really was, because it was built on the GLC platform, not a pure EV platform, and that was leading to compromises. Like I say, the range was 255 miles or 410 kilometers. The efficiency wasn't fantastic. Interior space wasn't like it was built on a pure EV platform, and the vehicle's weight was 2.5 tons. So you can look at the negatives if you want to, but the EQC, it's still is a brilliant vehicle to drive. And you feel like $1 million driving it, by the way. But yes, there are others in the market. Now, back in the day, only the Jaguar I-Pace was around. But now we have the Audi Q8 e-tron. Tesla Model X, of course, is still around. BMW iX3, iX, Porsche Macan is new. Audi Q6 is new. Polestar 4 is new. And against those competitors, it is harder to make a compelling argument for the EQC. And unfortunately, Mercedes-Benz are calling time on that. But they have plenty more in their locker, which is on a pure EV platform. Now, let's talk about EV discounts. According to the new figures from the UK's Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders, the SMMT, the average discount for a new electric vehicle in the UK now exceeds that for combustion cars. The development comes as car makers are racing to meet what is called the mandate here. It's an underlying bit of law that we have. A certain amount of your car sales, your fleet, if you like, if you're a car maker, have to be pure electric every year. There are some nuances. You can defer some stuff for the first couple of years, but I won't get into all that right now. Basically, it's about a fifth. It's 22% of new car sales have to be electric by the end of the year. Otherwise, you get big fines or you can buy credits from others. The half-year registration data shows that EVs are 16.6% market share in 2024, an increase on 2023. June saw a bigger demand, and now to achieve the 22% target, the UK's car market needs to outperform what it's done in the first 6 months of the year. I've been talking about this a little while, actually. This was an idea that was first put onto me back in January, February by my friend Nick Ramo, who has a YouTube channel called EV Nick. And he called me one day and was like, you know the mandate that starts this year? And he said, wait until October, November. He said, I'm looking at the tea leaves, and I think by the end of the year, if a car maker is not buying credits from another car maker and they want to get to their 22% and they don't want to pay very punitive fines to the government for missing their 22%, you're going to get some stellar EV deals. You wait till the end of the year. And so I think there are good deals out there already, as this story attests to. However, Nick has a compelling point that those deals will get better. Because if you are just at, you know, if you're 20%, 21%, you've got to sell a few more EVs by the end of the year, you will bring those sales forward as much as you can. That's going to be with finance deals, with attractive offers to get into a brand new car, good trade-in deals and things like that. And that's, you know, if you want to hit the mandate, if it were, I think the UK car buyer is going to get a really good deal this year. Ford has indicated they might limit the supply of non-EVs as a way of lowering their overall sales, but juicing the percentage of the sales with your EVs. Now, Ford are offering big discounts on the Mustang Mach-E. Still a great car, by the way. Still brilliant. Up to £9,500 off those cars. The biggest discount available today is £21,395 off a brand new Audi e-tron GT. It's aggressive pricing, and it highlights which manufacturers are looking a bit dicey. And I can update that. I get that monthly data, by the way. And so I'm always happy to pass that on the podcast. I think I'm allowed to. Of the monthly date, and the ones that are not hitting it, Ford are having a struggle. Those are the ones I think you're going to see with the biggest deals towards the end of the year. watch this space. Anyway, let's go back to the US now. And could Ford be gearing up to revolutionize the EV pickup market with F-150 Lightnings featuring hub motors? Hub motors sit within the wheel itself. Now, recent spy photos suggest they're testing... Well, they're testing something. Photographers captured images of a new Ford F-150 test vehicle covered in camouflage, and they were also driving it in front of a Tesla Cybertruck, so they were evaluating it alongside a Cybertruck, and it had hub motors, in-wheel motors, hub motors. The removal of the wheel covers revealed two notable features. The test vehicles had eight lug wheels. Now, eight lug wheels not typically found on light-duty stuff, so this is more Ford Super Duty. We don't get those vehicles, obviously, over here, so this is all alien to me. We don't have vehicles this big. But secondly, the presence of drum brakes on the rear axle hints at perhaps a different braking system. Additionally, there was like a furry skirt around, I'll call it brushes, because brushes is a better term to use. This test vehicle that had the hub motors, they'd put a some sort of brushes. Think of it like a grass hula skirt all around the outside of the vehicle, and almost brushing the floor. So they're hiding something underneath, and that could be... If a battery pack was very obvious, that could be, because sometimes you can see battery packs underneath. That would perhaps be what they're hiding. I don't know, because people are jumping to conclusions saying Ford are moving over to in-wheel hub motors for the F-150 Lightning. They're not, by the way, but they're doing something, and we'll keep an eye on it. Let's go to France, and Carrefour is planning to meet their energy needs and comply with French regulation. Love some of the regulations in France. Not just EV stuff, by the way, but Paris has a company called Green Yellow, and they're going to start building solar carports for the 350 car parks, in the Carrefour supermarket chain. Solar installations will be online by 2025. Their solar panels generating 450 gigawatts of clean electricity annually, and it will cover 180,000 parking spaces, providing shade and green energy, utilizing their self-generated solar power for air conditioning and cooling the stores. The project also helps Carrefour adhere to French laws. One of the new French laws is if you have a car park which is bigger than 1,500 square meters, I think, you have to cover it with solar panels. And that's brilliant. I love it. Can we do that as well, please? That would be fantastic. And of course, it reduces the reliance on the grid and the electricity market. It enables self-consumption. And it's just a good thing to do, because solar panels are getting ridiculously cheap now. They have been for the last however many decades. So let's cover every parking space, keep our cars cool in the summer, generate some electricity and charge our cars off that. Now, staying in France and the company Renault, but selling their E-Tech Traffic here in the UK, is now available to order. Anyway, UK listeners want to buy themselves a van, £34,500 with the £5,000 plug-in van grant taken off already. Arriving in September with dealers. If you need a commercial vehicle, there's a high roof model, and it complements Renault's Pro Plus range, like the Kangoo and the Master, which are also EVs. Long wheelbase version will carry 4.15 meters or 13.6 feet, and it has a 920 kilogram towing capacity or 2,000 pounds towing and a 1,200 kilogram payload. Equipped with a 52 kilowatt hour lithium ion battery. This is never going to do hundreds of miles a day. It's WLTP'd at 186 miles or 299 kilometers. What does this vehicle do? Probably a day's work and then goes back and charge at the end of the day. It'll DC fast charge at 50 kilowatts, but that's not really what this, I think you will use this van for. Now, seven US cities are welcoming curbside EV charging to accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles, but minimizing infrastructure costs. The Brooklyn-based It's Electric, that's what they're called, It's Electric, has some curbside charging, which we've seen around the world, moving to Boston, and they secured $6.5 million in seed funding to roll out to not only Boston, but LA, Detroit, Jersey City, and San Francisco. Level 2 charging posts connecting to any spare electrical supply of nearby buildings, eliminating the need for permitting from the utility, connections and coordination. Curbside recharging that already in areas where they have capacity that exists already, and the revenue generated from each charger can be shared with the property owners and things like that. Now, can the US-made batteries for EVs ever match the affordability of the Chinese ones? Well, according to a new report today by the Clean Energy Associates, a US manufactured lithium-ion battery for EVs, or particularly energy storage systems, could be price competitive with China by the year 2026. With more production capacity being established in the United States over the coming decade, the Inflation Reduction Act's tax credit, 45X tax credit, plays a big role in narrowing the price gap of over 20% at the minute between US and Chinese batteries. Globally, an overcapacity in production is driving down battery prices. Big Chinese makers are offering prices around $60 per kilowatt hour. Not sure whether that is a pack level or not, but that, you know, around that level, $50-$60 per kilowatt hour, and coming down as well. Staying in China, Tesla's ambitious plans for the Mega Factory, I didn't get that wrong, it's not the Giga Factory, will come to fruition in 2025. A recent media briefing earlier this week, I'm just finally getting around to reading the transcript of that, Grace Tao, who is Tesla's global VP, confirming that the Mega Factory will be the new building completed by 2025, by the end of this year. The first energy storage superfactory outside US soil. It's in an area of Shanghai nearby the Gigafactory, and will be making energy storage systems soon. And finally, last month in June, get this, I love this figure. The China stuff interests me a lot. I'm careful how much I do of it. But in June last month, Shenzhen, a major city in southern China's Guangdong province, saw its EV sales of new passenger cars was 77.4%. That is almost Norway levels of EV. Out of every 100 new cars sold, you look at them in a car park or in a line, 77 are new energy vehicles. That's plug-in hybrids and EVs, by the way. Throughout the first half of 2024, Shenzhen had 109,000 NEVs registered. A big increase indicates that over 20% of new car buyers are opting for combustion engine. The rest want electric. Shenzhen, home of BYD, of course, offering big incentives to go EV with free green license plates. If you want your combustion car, you've got to go into a lottery and a bidding process to get your blue plates. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening, and thanks for sponsoring to all of our Patreon fans. I put the list on the website, evnewsdaily.com, if you want to see your name up in lights, as it were. Our premium partners get a daily mention on the podcast, so you can hear their names. In Porsche of the Village of Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map, and Lease Plan Electric Moments, providing all the tools and guidance EV drivers need. Hey, have a good one. I might not see you tomorrow because it's Sunday and I'm taking the kiddos away for a week. It's the first week of holidays. I do plan to try and get some podcasts out while we are away. Don't know how successful I will be on that. For the last 2 months, since May the 15th, I've not had a drop of beer or even any sugar, to be honest. There was a thing went on in mid-May, which I won't go into now, but I've kind of had to change my life quite substantially. So I'm probably going to have a biscuit tomorrow, which is these days, that's me living a rock and roll lifestyle. What are you doing for your holidays? I have a chocolate biscuit and half a pint of beer, but that's very different to what I was doing before the middle of May. But I won't and can't go into it on this podcast. It's very boring. But I'm going to treat myself tomorrow and on Monday on my birthday as well. So take the kiddos away for a week of the first week of holiday. So I don't know what next week's publishing schedule will be like. Optimistic as ever. And feeling much better, by the way, if anyone has asked. And so all good now, hopefully. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Catch you soon.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.